Hallelujah. The Bible says to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout joyfully hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is so good. And as I like what my favorite son-in-law says, God is so God. For those who may be listening and wonder how I could have a favorite son-in-law, I only have one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you love the Lord today?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, Bishop talked the other day about condom. My iPad doesn't want to change. Landing and kind of soaring and around until, you know, they got a clearance to land. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm just kind of soaring around in my spirit till I get a clearance to land. Amen? Amen, amen. But as we come together tonight, know why you're here. You're here to honor God. Say honor God.
Honor God.
And Jesus. Amen. And you're here to learn of him. When I was in school, the church we attended had a logo that said, or slogan that said, you saw it up front, enter to worship. And then when you started out, it said, depart to serve. And so that's what we're doing. We're filling ourselves up with God. Amen. And then what's in us is what comes out of us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so what we want to do tonight is look at who we are in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And as we look at who we are in Christ Jesus, that's who we are. That's what we are. That's what we become in Christ Jesus. And so I'm working on becoming all that I'm supposed to be. You have to work on becoming all that you are supposed to be. Each one of us has the responsibility of developing and using our gifts and talents. I started to tell them a while ago in the key of XYZ. That's how much I know about music. So that's not my talent. Amen. But whatever God gives us to do, that we work on that. I'm still soaring in my spirit, in my mind, in my spirit. But the Lord gave me a couple of scriptures, two or three scriptures, and we want to read those scriptures, and then by then I may be able to settle in to where we are. The first one I wanted to do would be Genesis 1, 26 and 27. Knowing who you are. Tell your neighbor, say, you must know who you are. So now we've been born again, right? We have to know who we are. We have to know that we are the children of God. We have to know that we've been born again, so we're different from the world. Say, oil and water won't mix. Christians and sin shouldn't mix. A Christian, I should say. Genesis 1 and 26 says, and God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So I am one who is made in the image of God, who has dominion given to me by God. All right, so what is it? We want to start walking in what we are. That dominion, that creation, knowing who we are, knowing what God has done, knowing who he has made us to become. And so what do we do? We walk it out every day. We walk it out in every situation because we are his children. And we have to be, especially in these dark times, lights in the world of darkness. Why do they have a lighthouse out at sea? They would have so the ships would know where to come. We are the lighthouse that the sinners have to know where they can come to get help. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we have been made in the image of God and after his likeness, and he has given us a dominion. What I want you to understand that going over, jumping over New Testament, God is a spirit. He is spirit. And so we are what? Spirit. All right. The next scripture is Romans 8 and 14 and 16. Romans 8, 14 and 16. The scripture that we have here, Romans 8, 14 and 16. And that's who we are now. We are born again. If you are listening and you are born again, grab hold of this as to who you are. If you're not born again, then you need to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10, 19 says that if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that you're saved. And you can do that just like right now. Lord, take my life and do something with it. I receive Jesus as my Savior and let him change your life. I think about it and I don't like to think about it, but hell is a real place and it is a terrible eternal place. Nobody wants to go there.